a la 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 long, a la la longest story for the longest prize.
I'll be sad when this ends next week because we won't be able to play that anymore.
I know.
That's just, gets
Maybe
me up
we
and
should
about.
Just play it for funsies. Like, we
about.
Might just bring it back once a show next week just to, you know, relive the glory that is the longest story for the longest prize. Hey, if you've got a go-to story and you reckon you can win this, you've got to go to hit.com.au and register because there is still one more chance to get the longest story on air tomorrow.
Yep.
So go and do that. And today we've got Narelle, who's already given us a cracker of a headline.
Which is unknown man, unknown naked man in Narelle's house. You've got us hooked in, Narelle. Now, when you start your story, our producer Matt's going to time it. You need to beat times from other days. And we don't even know.
I don't even know.
I don't know who the front runner
is. I get
at this
lost
stage.
In the storytelling moment and like time just escapes me.
We'll find out tomorrow who has the longest story. You'll hear this. When either Maz or myself buzz you out. Maz is yet to buzz anyone out this
week.
I know,
I haven't been super bored yet, so, you know.
All right.
See how you go, babe.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay. So we live in a country town where everyone knows everyone. And this was prior to the coronavirus and all the restrictions. So we were invited to a friend's cocktail party. And on the same night, our neighbours across the road were having a 30th celebration for the male of the house. So we could have a good night and enjoy our sleep. And our two-year-old son was having a sleepover at the grandparents. At about midnight, the cocktail party was winding up, so we headed home. And at that time, we didn't lock our house, we didn't lock our car. It was all pretty safe. Anyway, my husband had quite a lot to drink, so he went straight to bed, stripped off, went straight to bed, and I followed not long after, did a few things. We were pretty young, and we slept naked, and I was laying there. And I thought, oh, my God, I've just heard a noise in our lounge room, like someone had sat in the beanbag. And I thought, no, I'm right, it's okay. So then my husband's snoring and I thought, oh, my God, someone's just gone in our son's bedroom, turned the light on, turned the light off. I was really panicking, so I woke my husband, shook him and shook him. I said, there's someone in our son's bedroom. You go in there and see. So he goes in, he comes back 10 seconds later, gets back into bed. Still naked and said, yep, you're right. There's a man laying on his bed.
What?
Yes, I know. I said, oh, my God. And I'm trying to get up, get some clothes on, because obviously we're still naked. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I think he's going to
Maz
well,
has
yeah, because that's the part. We know it's the guy.
Out.
I know. Spoiler alert. It's the guy from the 30th across the road that, like, accidentally snuck into your home.
Or is it?
That's what I reckon happened. I picked that, actually, just after you started the story. I was like, I bet it's one of those clowns from that 30th across the road.
Yeah,
or your
well,
neighbours.
We're going to get the end of that story as an exclusive for our podcast. So if you want to find out who it is, you need to get the podcast.
What I love, Narelle, is the amount of times that you told us that you and your husband slept naked at that season of life. Yeah. I mean, it's a really, it's a very important detail.
I can't do it anymore. I used to do it. I can't do it.
What? Really?
I can't sleep naked anymore.
What
nah.
do you mean?
No, just
when did that switch for you? Was there a moment?
Yeah.
Was there an altercation?
I think it's your younger days you do it, and then you're just like, I need everything sort of contained.
Okay.
So,
for the greater good.
For the greater good. You know what I'm talking about, right, Narelle? It's just
It was more about children. So once they started getting big enough and coming in, yes, it's easier to have clothes on.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
I also missed that detail where you said, I remembered it post-story, but where you said the kids were staying somewhere else for the night. So I was really like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there was a man in the room with the child. No, the kids weren't there.
And I thought your husband came back and went, yeah, there's someone in there. I was like, what is going on in this house? Get back in there.
Okay, well, we are right. going to finish the story. We're going to record the rest of the story.
So obviously, I put some clothes on and I said to my husband, you are going over to our neighbours. It's obviously one of their guests. Go over there and tell them to come and get him. So off my husband went and I stood there thinking, well, I can't stay in the house. So I went out the front and we live in a lovely old house. We've got a big long hallway and the bedrooms run off from the hallway. As my husband went over, obviously it was the male's 30th. So he's gone to bed and the wife comes over and she's 9 months pregnant. Anyway, her and I are standing at the front of the house at the end of our hallway, just kind of saying, I'm so sorry, you know, and she's apologising. Next minute, the naked man comes out of our son's bedroom and he's walking down our hallway towards us and both of us are looking at him, looking him up and down, thinking, well, we live in this small town, everyone knows everyone. And I'm thinking, okay. Anyway, he gets all the way out to us. He's very drunk. And my neighbour says, I've never seen him before in my life. And my husband said, oh, well, just let's put him back to bed then. I went, no, he's not staying here. We don't know who he is. He could be anyone. So, of course, I said, my husband, get him a pair of shorts and send him on his way. So he did. He gave him a pair of shorts, sent him on his way, and we came back in and went to bed, and I didn't sleep at all. So I got up the next morning about 7 and thought, well, I'll go and pick up the kids. My parents live out of town. I thought, well, I'll go and do that. So I went out to my car, and obviously Goldilocks, being the naked man, had gotten in my car, had taken all his clothes off in the car, put the chair down so it was laying flat. Obviously it wasn't comfy enough, so that's when he decided to come inside.
Narelle, who is this guy?
Yeah, did you ever find out?
Well, we never found out his name, but it was quite funny because our pregnant neighbour was the journalist for the paper, our local paper. So, of course, she put the story in like a little snap thing.
Of course she did.
Yeah, spotted.
Of course she did. Quite funny because everybody knows everyone. And then the people who knew this young fella, he'd come to our small town for a wedding. So he was the boyfriend of one of their daughters. So they then came around to our house and apologised and picked up all his clothes.
Oh, my God.
But the funniest part was, another funny part was, the next day they found him actually, the poor fellow, in the morning, down in the middle of the roundabout sleeping. So he hadn't even got that far.
Oh, my God.
In your husband's shorts.
In my husband's shorts.
Oh, wow.
That is a wild story.
It is. It is.
That's why people shouldn't drink so much.
Yeah, so much.
So much.
So much. Narelle, great story.
Thank you. Babe.
We don't know if you're the front runner yet. Only our producer, Matt, knows. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow for the longest prize. But thanks for registering and thanks for jumping on air.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, hon.
We'll put you back through. Thanks, Narelle.